What's up, y'all? We are back, Total Bellas, Season 7, Episode 1. Stay tuned. We're going to get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
If you don't know who this song is by, then y'all need to get your life. This is Trinity Naomi. This is her song, Dance All Night. So check it out with you.
Where's the lights?
Oh, lights.
There we go.
There we go. So definitely check it out. She's had it out for a while, but you know, I might as well start it off with somebody who's on the show. So my name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. And who are my hosts for today?
I am Monique Loveless, and you can catch me at Upfront with Mo on all platforms.
And I'm Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr.
All right, season 7. I feel like it's always kind of like we're going back and forth, especially with some of these reality shows, because especially if you watch WWE on top of that, it's just kind of like, okay, we've seen this before, kind of, sort of. But it kind of starts off with the whole Money in the Bank type stuff. So Shane comes out and he announces that there's going to be a first time ever Money in the Bank, which is huge. So I'm going to just be jumping around. What caught me
There was a lot happening this episode.
Yeah. Nia Jax asks Maurice if, you know, she's ever been, feel like, oh, that's me. I'm like, where's that coming from? If she's ever been in, like, this is the whole thing with the women's revolution. How do you feel about that? Maurice takes it, you know, left when, from my point of view watching it, she just, you know, meant, you know, how do you feel about the whole situation?
That's what I thought, too. I felt like Maurice just took it all the way there. I was like, why didn't she just say yes or no? Why did she, like, have to take it all out of context like that? But we also got to remember she is pregnant, so it could be emotional setting in.
But they never said when she was pregnant.
Yeah, it's like, she's pregnant now. Yeah. When that was filmed, most likely because she just left. So she's probably maybe 3 or 4 months pregnant now. Mm-hmm. So she might not have been pregnant just yet.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming. Or because usually women keep it until like 3 months to make sure that, you know, everything's kosher.
You're right. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I do think she overanalyzed that.
I think maybe she still wants to be a part of the action, and you know, she's not. And you know, it's kind of like that, you know, kind of that double-edged sword. You like what you're doing, but you then see people doing some badass things that you didn't necessarily get to do, which The Miz pointed out. Mm-hmm. You know, they gave him 2 minutes. Like, the women's division has come a long way.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was getting 2 minutes to perform, and now, you know, we're having ladders matches, and we're having all these things where it's a women's revolution, and she's not, she's a part of it, but she's not quite a part of it. So that could be, like, subconsciously, like, you know, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So I think that might be the case, because clearly now I was like, no, it's just...
I definitely feel like it was, because she still didn't answer the question. She didn't say yes or no.
Right.
Like Nia said, she was like, either you say yes or no. She still didn't say that, but I do think she was a little emotional about not being a part of that.
Right.
And it's such a huge... I mean, you know, this is huge. They don't let the women do this. Yeah. So now women's division is a part of, they're becoming a part of everything that WWE has to offer. Mm-hmm. And so that's huge.
I mean, I honestly, I'm on Maurice on this side, because I get it. I get where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you've been in the business for a long time.
And she then, said 12 years, right?
Yeah, 12 mm-hmm. years. And damn, that's a long time. But when you watch somebody, how do I put it? Nia, I mean, I see both sides. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. I really see both sides. Nia didn't really mean to come off that way. Right. She really didn't mean to. But Maurice thought it was, okay, you seriously asking me that question? That's like the dumb question. Like, you've never, like, learned your history. And I felt bad for Alexa Bliss, because she was in the middle of it.
Well, the thing, too, is what people need to remember, and this is... I think you need to learn this no matter where you are, but especially in the entertainment industry, it's not about you. Right. Meaning that, yeah, you should know your history, but just the grasp of the locker room in general, and then you go back in the past in the locker room. Like, you can spend years just kind of combing through all the WWE network historical stuff.
Right. Yes.
So to kind of learn about each individual and what they've done, it's just like, come on now. Like,
and also, that's kind of a lot. Didn't Nia just have her... I mean, you can... you know, she was like, oh, look at the, Maurice was like, look at the history, look at the history. But it's like, didn't Nia just like have her own breakdown like not too long ago? She left or she took an absence.
But
or
that was
leave.
Before.
This was after.
Yeah, yeah, so this is taking place. What month would this be?
Ladder match. Ladder match. Okay, this is obviously before WrestleMania. This is before. Yeah. I know, after WrestleMania. Sorry. Yeah. This is like around.
I'm sure somebody in the chat. So yeah, what? You guys in the chat, like. I love you guys on the chat, so I know somebody's guys. When was the ladder match? Because I'm thinking it's like August, September.
No, this is before SummerSlam and after WrestleMania.
So the thing with Nia just recently happened.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But and still, she was stressed at that time.
That's allegedly. Like. Actually, the thing came out today saying that, you know, she just needed, according to this post, she just needed a break.
Yeah.
And she's actually coming back. So it wasn't one of those things like, I'm out.
She came back Monday. Yeah, but,
so... July.
Welcome to the WWE. If
June
you wanna...
18th, 2017. Okay. That's when it happened. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Well, so, yeah. So, this is where we're taking it from. So, everything that's happening now, I don't think... Well, obviously, it's in real time.
Yeah, and they're still filming right now,
so... Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, everybody has their own schedule, and they're all busy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, to be able to be like, oh, let me go look up this person, look up that person, it's just like, yeah, you can answer yes or no, and you can be a mentor, because like she said, she was like, you know, I just wanted advice because I was really nervous. I didn't mean to come off like that. Yeah, so I just really felt like Maurice, I love her to death, but I do feel like she took it.
A little sensitive.
Was sensitive.
And that's what Nia said. She said that, I think I just need to be a little bit more sensitive to the veterans, because...
All Maurice really needs to do is just say, Google me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a, excuse my language, kind of asshole thing to do. But at the end of the day, it's just kind of like, look, you might not have taken the time, and I understand, but we're now on the same roster together.
Yeah.
So just in case you don't know, you know, we're going to be interacting. So maybe just like,
or maybe Nia could have just rewarded it a different way. So, but when this you're is... in a different, when you're being approached and say, hey, you're going to do a gauntlet match tonight, and then you're like, oh my god, like I'm so nervous. Yeah. That's probably the first thing she thought of.
She's like, Nia's in the midst of it, so she's like, oh my gosh, I'm nervous, I'm in the midst of this.
Yeah.
And Maurice is like, I'm just sitting back looking. So it's just, I don't know, I just felt like maybe it was just all, you know, maybe it was miscommunication
a little bit.
Definitely. Yeah. And different turns of speech. Okay, everybody speaks. Nia seems like the type that she cuts through the BS. And she gets to, like, all right, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Maurice seems like, you know, a little bit more, you know, around the bush. Not necessarily to kind of skirt the issue, but that's just, you know, manner of speech.
Really? Yeah.
So maybe she's just not used to that. But let's move on to Trinity and John. I love
them. Oh, my gosh.
So they ended up moving to Pensacola, Florida to be closer to his family. So they've been traveling, obviously, on and off. They have 2 days off. They're usually home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the spark in their love life has, you know, died a little bit. So.
I don't know. I love them.
I think that's a lie.
Well, they're probably still doing it, but they're probably not doing the romantic stuff that he may have done in the beginning to woo her to get married. Like, you know, you have that honeymoon period when you start off a relationship.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, now you're engaged and that's like a beautiful thing. Now you get married and then you have that little honeymoon marriage period. And then now you're settling in. It's like 3 years and you're settling in and you're traveling and you're tired and you come home and you're like, you know, this is great, but, you know, you want a little something. But they're both tired and they're both champions at the time.
And they're both on the same brand.
Yeah.
So they have enough time.
Yeah.
Yes, they can do a little quickie here and there.
Well, I mean,
not the first time they try to do a little quickie on a bus.
No, I did it in the stadium.
Not at all.
John decides that they're going to go out to eat because Trinity's like, I'm hungry. Can you make me something to eat? And John's like, you know, why don't you cook something? And she's like, I'm a champion, blah, blah, blah. They go back and forth, realize that they're both champions, which is awesome.
Awesome.
I love how they did that.
In the same household. I love that.
So they decide to go out to eat, and he takes her through a drive-through. I think it sounded like a drive-through, like everything drive-through. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with New York. They have restaurants like or fast food joints like that where not only you can get pizza, but you can get, like, Greek salad. You can get, like, a full menu of stuff that don't belong together.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Okay. Normally, if you go to those places, the pizza's the best option, just a little FYI.
Yeah, because I was like, where is he going that he got fast food spaghetti?
Yeah.
I asked the same question she asked. Yeah, she was like, where are we at that you could get... and fast food spaghetti.
By the way, it doesn't take that long to make spaghetti. It takes about 20 minutes or less.
It does.
But the meatballs are included. So they go back, get fast food spaghetti. Trinity's not very happy with this scenario.
No.
So John decides to take her to a lighthouse.
Which
this was beyond hilarious.
I was nervous for her hair too. I was nervous.
You could buy another one. That's like $20.
It's true, but when you're
not with her hair, she got that money, so she could get
in between time ponytail. She's good with that. That's
but when you go out and you're looking fly, like you don't. It doesn't matter if I can buy another one. I'm looking fly right now.
See, but here's the thing, though. It's like they're not with anybody else. Like, I understand it. I've been in that position. They're not with anybody else. And it's just, well, except for the crime crew. And, I mean, if it did, it did. It's like almost like one of those situations where he's at least trying. Like, I would definitely have the same attitude, but stepping back, it's like, well, at least he's trying. He didn't say, well, you know, we're both. He could have went the total opposite direction, say, hey, we're both working. You know, for you to expect this from me, like, come on now. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
I did. Yeah, I was really feeling that. I said that, too. I was like, oh, I'm really feeling that he's being thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his approach is a little off.
I mean,
you know.
That's how he is, though.
Yeah.
Yes, I get it.
He's a funny guy. That's what you get with funny guys.
I get it.
What she should have done is she should have just gave it up in the lighthouse. And like, look, I did my part. Now I expect a romance next week around. Like, can I get some flowers? Like, she just need to outline it. Because it's just like, he's down for whatever, which is great. Especially after 3 years. Mm-hmm. So, like, just give it up in the lighthouse. I'm sure there's a room somewhere. Do that. And it's like, look. I did you a solid. Now can I get some flowers and can we like sit down at an actual restaurant?
but then is it going to be like, is he going to expect that each and every time and just to not go
do sex in random places?
Not just sex in random places, but hey, I put in a little bit of effort now. Now you'll give it up and I don't have to do much more.
Well, that's relationships.
No.
Yeah, no. You do. Everybody puts in a certain thing. You decide on their personality. But if he's not the one to buy flowers, like he's not buying flowers for you every week. Like, yeah, you can announce, you can say that, and he seems like the type that will definitely kind of like do that. But for him to do it all the time, it doesn't seem like it's in his personality.
Yeah, I don't think she was expecting it all the time. Yeah. I just feel like she was like, we're both home. We're both champs. Can we just have something really nice?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I think she was really.
And the kids were not even at the house. Yeah. So.
Right. And I really think that's what she was trying to go for. Right. And he was kind of missing the, even though it was thoughtful. I think he's a great guy.
Oh my gosh, he's amazing.
No, he's awesome.
Yes. But I think she did say, hey, we're finally home and we're enjoying our new home. Can we have something a little more romantic than we're used to?
Everyone's different.
Everyone's different. But I somebody did ask about her stepkids. I can't read and do the hosting at the same time, so sorry guys. But I saw somebody did say something about the stepkids. I know she posted some pictures of them on her Instagram a while back. So yeah, she's very, very involved in their life.
But and she was involved with them. Too. I mean, last season we were able to see her get involved with the kids too, trying to do the whole jumper thing, celebration.
Was that last season?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that seems like it was seasons ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. Well, hopefully it all works out and he gets some good stuff and she gets some good stuff in.
Right. Hopefully they get a baby soon.
I hope so too.
Me too.
It's been too
but long. I feel like this is the problem with being a woman in general, especially in the society that we're in right now. It's just kind of like you want to get to the best of, you're chasing that kind of career thing.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's like, oh shit, my bad.
I give it 2 years, I'll have a baby.
Hopefully. That baby's going to be so cute.
Oh, so adorable. I can't wait.
So we are back in Phoenix. Bree, Birdie, Brian, Nikki, they're all in the house. Oh my gosh, Birdie is so cute.
She's so adorable.
So, and also, what are you going to say?
Cute kid.
They actually, Bree and Nikki actually came out, I think it's either today or yesterday, the announcement of like the official launch of their brand.
It's expensive as hell.
I saw that it was ranging anywhere from $20 to $75. Like it was intimates and workout gear.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like around $60 worth of clothing.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not compared to Lululemon, which is like $110 for one pant.
I don't know. I don't
All the rest of the brands, Nike, Lululemon.
Yeah, like Nike range about 65 for like the tight, depending on what it is.
If it's like the newer activewear with like designs and stuff, it's a little more expensive.
Yeah, so that's kind of their...
I shop at Forever 21.
So their stuff is kind of, it seems like in the middle of it. So congratulations to them. But they're hanging out in the house. So Brian's been home for a while. So Nikki pitches possibly being the whole, you know, having him stay home a little bit longer and her being the GM, which I like it. I think it would be a good idea, but I don't know if she'll be able to pull it off as far as
the GM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll.
Okay. I remember there was one segment where Nikki celebrated her Divas Championship. And they did the segment with it and it was really bad. I didn't like it. And I think she's good at maybe doing behind the scenes stuff, working on something behind the scenes, maybe even doing interviews or something, but I can't see her doing the GM.
I could see her doing the assistant GM to Brian.
Yes.
Like I could see that storyline meaning that she is just how their relationship is now. Like, she's who she is, and she's trying to get some stuff done because she wants to be helpful, and Brian has a set and, like, essentially pissing Brian off. Like, that,
I think it's going to be, they're so used to, like, nagging on each other, it's going to be hilarious, and they probably can't even hold in a laugh if they need to be serious.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you get a paycheck, I think you hold enough.
Right. Yeah, I didn't see it either. I was like, no, she pitched the idea. I was like, not gonna work. Yeah.
But she is the ambassador as of Total Divas. I mean, as of right now for the company. So that is, she's getting money no matter what. Getting that paycheck.
Money is money.
Right.
Money.
That's Shane McMahon's theme song. Kind of.
We're introduced to Alexis, but correct me if I'm wrong, we didn't see Carmella in this episode, right?
No.
Okay, kind of, yes.
In the beginning.
Yeah, but like the pool, but nothing.
But she didn't introduce herself yet.
Okay. Yeah, all right. No. So I was just like, wait a minute, did we? So Alexis Bliss enters the scene. So she's been the champ for SmackDown and Raw. I love and don't love about seeing Total Bellas is that you get to see their true personalities, and if it's slightly different than their personalities on SmackDown or Raw on TV, it's kind of like, it's like a conflict of interest. Because, for instance, like, I really love Nia Jax. I love how she is
portrayed on TV
because she's like a badass. And I love her either way, but then you see her on Total Divas, it's like, oh my God, she's such a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So then it's just like, it's kind of one of those things, like, if you're, you know, a heel on TV, and then you're really a nice person, and you send like good tweets all the time.
It's just like, and I think that's what social media these days. Back in the day when there was nothing, example of these wrestlers, Bret Hart, Owen Hart, they were actually facing each other. One was heel, one was face, and they actually had to pretend they hated each other outside of the ring. Even they were brothers, even at home they had to pretend they hated each other. And I think because now we have social media, a lot of women are inspired by these other women in the in this business. So by just meeting them, you're like, oh, they're really nice. Right. And I think it's like, I don't know. I just think that it's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a conflict of interest. Because, like, I really genuinely didn't like Alexis Bliss because she plays such a good heel.
Yeah.
And then again, same thing. It's like, oh, well, now I really can't hate her because she seems like a pretty nice person. And the fact that she kind of stayed quiet in between the argument between Nia and Maryse is really, it's kind of like, okay. And you could kind of see her thought process between. It's like, I'm not going to jump in because both people are kind of sort of right in both.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I think, too, she didn't want to get in the middle of it because, one, Nia Jax is her best friend, but she doesn't want to be like, oh, she's ganging up on Maryse as well because she's, you know, backing up her friend. I just think she looked at it both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, she did mention that. I kind of like the fact that they have the different persona on Total Divas that you see than in the ring. Mm-hmm. I actually like that because I feel like you said, social media is such a big thing now. It's like you are going to see that side, and to see them as a real human being, and then to know that they have the persona, it's just kind of like watching a movie. Mm-hmm. Like you're a real human being, like you have somebody over here, and then you have their persona that they act as a character.
Right.
So I actually really like it because it gets you involved with the women of WWE, which hasn't ever really happened.
Right.
This is just now becoming a thing.
Right.
It's like we encourage people. We want you to see the other side of their lives so that you know that they're real people too.
But here's an example. So for instance, we were talking about, this is another show I was doing, we were talking about LeBron James. And LeBron James is notorious for being not the coolest with his fans. I mean, like, he doesn't really give autographs. He doesn't do a lot of that stuff. I mean, that's his personality.
Yeah.
Right? But he's like that on and off the court.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would much rather see that. Like, I know there's a lot of storyline and acting and some stuff involved with WWE, but I'd rather see if you're, like, for instance, Maurice is Maurice.
Yeah.
It seems like either way, if you meet her on the street or in the ring, she's the same person.
But she's the nicest person.
She's the nicest person, but she also has that...
sass.
Yeah, sass, yeah. And that... I don't know if the right word is wall, but she also has that personality where, you know, she's the nicest person, but she's not a bubbly person, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, she seems like the same person either way. And I kind of, obviously, you know, I'm not creative, so it doesn't really matter, but I kind of want to see the same thing. Like, I wonder if they were, and I know they do the flips all over the place, but, you know, I was just like, oh, Alexis is actually a nice girl. I kind of wanted to hate her.
No.
So...
She's, I love Alexa Bliss. Like, but, and of course, the way she could talk on the mic.
She's amazing.
She's pretty much the woman version of The Rock. And you could disagree with me on that. That's fine. But at the end of the day, talk to like 7 other professional wrestlers and let, you know, they will tell you she's amazing. And, I don't know, just, I feel like I wish we were able to see a little bit more with Alexa Bliss on this episode.
Yeah.
Because I know in the past they would introduce the women and then in the first episode, you would see a little bit more about them.
Right.
Yeah, I do wish that too because I don't watch the WWE as much as I do Total Divas. So I know kind of like the outline of her and, you know, that she is a champ and that she's pretty much, like you said, a badass. But I wish they would have showed more of her in this episode, since they did kind of include her in there. Like Carmella, they didn't include at all yet. Mm-hmm. So, but I am like, I think I am really excited to see her and how, you know, how she is and how she is as a person besides her persona. And
she's really, I've actually met her and talked to her for a little bit.
Okay.
And damn, we have a lot in common when it comes to music. So, which was really awesome.
So, we'll see. I kind of feel like this season they're introducing the people that we're familiar with, especially with a lot, the shakeup or the... people who've left the show. So I think they're kind of establishing a base, like, okay, everything's still intact, and then they're intervene everybody else. Excuse me. Rusev and Lana.
Ooh. Oh, you gotta love Rusev, guys. He is hilarious.
He's a man's man.
He is so funny, and he's hilarious on Twitter. You gotta follow him on Twitter.
Oh my God. He blows me away how he talks to Lana. I'm like, he's being honest, but he's so honest right now.
And that's him. And I think sometimes he doesn't mean to be, you know, he probably doesn't click in his head, oh, I'm being that harsh, but he's helping his wife if she wants to be this type of wrestler.
Yeah, I totally understand it, but I'd be like, dang.
So do you think, we're going to jump into present versus that. So Lana was trying to get into the ring. She got the opportunity. She had a few opportunities, and now I think it was either last week or the week before where they're talking about Survivor Series, and there she was like, "Oh, I want to be part of it too."
And Daniel's like, "No,
yeah, you're not included." So, do you think she's going to have an opportunity to get back in the ring?
Okay, here's
because a lot of folks do not. I never know a lot of people just don't think that she can wrestle.
I think she has the ability to. She just needs to stay at the PC for about 2 years. I think it's because they pushed her too quickly.
Yeah, it was like...
way too quickly. And she's very green.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also good at being Rusev's manager and talking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if she wants to learn how to wrestle, stay at the PC for 2 years. And
yeah, I wonder why, because I feel like they did that too with Eva too, and they brought her up early, and then she wanted to go back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same thing with.
And I don't want them to make the same mistake twice with Lana, because right. she can talk in the ring.
Right,
she has that. She could talk. She do good promo. She has good style. Just the ring ability needs work.
And yeah,
that's, she and does that's need fine. Work. Like that's totally fine.
Montserrat says she does wrestle in house shows.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I feel like she. I do agree with you. Like the house shows are one thing,
are
but
good
it's
practice.
Like, it's good practice, but it's just the base. Mm-hmm. Like in any sport that you do. They have something called a base season. So, mm-hmm. for instance, football starts at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Prior to when you have the first game, they have a base season. And even prior to that base season, you should come into base season, you know, seasoned. So it's kind of one of those things where it feels like in wrestling, the base season is definitely more extended in order to get, you know, something that people are going to enjoy
yeah.
when you get to television or even in the house shows.
Yeah.
So it feels like she needs to extend that a lot longer, yeah. but...
Yeah, I feel like she's working on it, though. She's working really hard. I feel like how she comes off is she's working really hard. I do believe that she does need some more work.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. Like, that's fine if you need more work. If you could tell that she really wants to do this.
You can. I do believe that she does make it a point that she wants this. And even when Rusev talks to her, like, he knows she wants it too, and mm-hmm. I feel like he wants it for her because she mm-hmm. wants it so bad.
Yeah, and she has great access. She has Natty. She was wrestling mm-hmm. with Natty for a little bit.
And
Nikki was helping her, and I think your husband is a wrestler.
Yeah.
I think he is a perfect trainer for her.
Yeah.
Even though she even got the PC, but he was a good wrestler before he came to WWE,
too. No, I'm not even saying that.
Oh.
I'm just saying that you do wrestling all the... You're traveling and you're wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Now you come home and now you're teaching wrestling. And it's just kind of like some people don't... That's not their thing. It's like you come home and you don't want to deal with any sorts of that. So just because he's good, he's a great wrestler, doesn't mean that he'll be a good teacher. Because you might get frustrated because somebody might not be able to pick it up.
Mm.
So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, he's trying his best to, you know, help her... you know, come along, but the teaching skills of being a good coach, that's a whole another beast in itself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, we'll see what happens to that. But does Natty and Nikki were helping her out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do hope that she, I do hope that she does come back into the ring.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like they started her off way too. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, you're doing what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then to have thousands... of people chant, "You can't wrestle." Like, I mean,
yeah.
I have pretty thick skin, but I think that in the center of the ring, and now, you know, I know at that point it sounds more like a million, especially because you're hearing that towards you.
Mm-hmm.
That's devastating.
And the fans make you who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're the major part of a career in entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, well, hopefully, good luck to her. Natty. Oh my gosh, I love Natty. So she was taking pictures of Tupaz, who's a gangster. Her mom and dad come over, and she realizes that she's in this ladder match, and she has a fear of, I don't know if it's a fear, she said both. She has a fear of heights, and she has a fear of falling. So those are actually two separate things. Like, I have a fear of falling, but I managed to kind of keep it under intact.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny that she's been in the business for so long, and she asked Ziggler, like, "Have you seen me jump off the second rope?" And he's like, "She's like, yeah, I've never done it." And I feel like that makes it more terrifying. Like, if you know you have this fear and your job doesn't necessarily require it, but I would go and do it, like, you know, at least once a month, included in the training, not necessarily included in, you know, the matches, but at least... It comes to it. It's like, okay, I can, you know, do this.
I'm definitely looking forward to this because that whole ordeal was hilarious. I never even noticed that until she said it, mm-hmm. until she asked Ziggler that.
Yeah.
She was like, "Have you ever seen me jump off the second rope?"
Same here.
And I was like,
yeah.
What? She makes it so, you know, she does her part so good that it was just like, no, I never even noticed that. But I think she'll get through it. I mean, this is... this is big. So she has to overcome it now. Like, she has no choice. She needs to practice this every day. She needs to do whatever it takes. Hypnosis, I don't care. All I know is that she's going to be up there.
Yeah.
I think she did. I want to say yes.
But jumped off the second rope.
No, jumped off into a table. Okay, so anybody in the chat, if you remember this, it was Lay Cool versus Beth and I believe Natty in a tables match. Can someone verify if actually Natty was the one who jumped? Joseph, I know you know everything, so let us know. But I feel like she did.
I think she might have. Before,
but I just but don't I remember. Don't think- I feel it's like it's part of her repertoire. Yeah. Yeah. No, it really is. Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, and now you add that with the ladder, it's something like totally.
Yeah.
Right. Totally from different. From like
the second rope to a 15 foot ladder. Yeah.
Right. But from what I recall of the match, the ladder's match, I don't see her hesitating too much.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have known that. I mean, it's her job, so I guess she'd have to do it anyway.
Well, that match, no one really got hit by with the ladder, so. And yeah, so
well, she did. I do remember her climbing up the ladder too.
She did, yeah. So kudos to her, facing your fears.
Right.
I love her parents. Her parents are
hilarious.
Just driving the ladder down the highway, and then the ladder falling off, and now both her parents can't get out of the car because they're both somehow tied into the car. Natty's like, I don't.
Oh, yeah, Marissa. It was Natty in the tables match. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Sorry. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like one of those things where it's just like, I love her parents. And then I'm hoping to see her sister, because I know her sister over the seasons have had ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to kind of see where her sister falls.
Yeah, me too. And if she's going to get a man. She wants a man.
I think
so
her
bad.
And Big E would have been amazing.
Before we go to the next segment, I just want to say shout out to Cherry. Cherry is actually a former woman's... kind of a wrestler back in 2006 and 7 with Deuce and Domino. We haven't seen her in so long, so it was kind of cool that she still has a bond with Natty, and it was really nice to see Cherry on Total Divas for a quick second. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So Brian's been home for would it be paternity leave? Maternity.
Yeah,
maternity. Yeah, you're right.
He's been home for a while, so he gets the call back.
I wonder how long they had him out for a while.
Well, sure, she said that he was supposed to get 2 months, right? And that she didn't want him to get called back early, and I think he got called back early. So it had to be less than 2 months.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just in time for, I think, Money in the Bank or SummerSlam. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember because I was at SummerSlam, but I don't.
Yeah.
Don't remember what happened yesterday. anywho, they are all, so they're back in Tampa, they're all hanging out, so you have Nikki, Alexis Bliss, Rusev, and Natty, and he's kind of mentioning that, you know, he just, not only is he afraid for Lana, but he's just, for the women to do all this stuff, which is kind of interesting. I love, everybody has their different personalities, and the fact that he's, I think there's a lot of people from different countries that feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like you want women to do all this stuff, but then you see them jumping off of tables, and you're like, what's going on with this? But it's really interesting with the women's division. I actually just recently watched this thing called CNN Presents 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it was talking about the women's women's movement back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And how because of that women's movement, they had Title IX, which was allowing women to actually play sports and all this other stuff. So if it wasn't for those women, all this stuff that we have today, including women's wrestling, scholarships, all this sports for women, we wouldn't be in this position.
Right. So shout out to those women.
Also, that too, and like you have to also shout out the first lady of wrestling is Miss Elizabeth. She kind of started it all when it comes to like women being in the industry, and the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young and Sherry Montel and all those women. So shout out to them because they were around in the 60s, 70s. And Mae Young, who was wrestling in the late 30s, 40s.
Right.
So
I do feel like it's time though, because as women, we are progressing.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they're progressing in the WWE even more with the women, even though some people may be like, what's going on? Or I don't know if you guys should do that. I feel like it's helping to include in the progression of women. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now we are really like, making, as I would say, making moves. Like, yeah. You know?
Well, the fact
like,
that
we are really making moves as women right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the more and more they incorporate them in all the stuff that the men do, just helps with the progress of what's going on. Like,
right.
That's what the women's, you know, that's what the 80s, 90s, the 70s, 80s, 90s thing was about. Like, you can do more. And this is why they got into sports. This is, you know, I mean, look at Serena. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I understand that he's scared for the women. Like, what if you hurt yourself? Blah, blah, blah. The independence a lot of women are doing. Ladder matches, table matches, hardcore matches, intergender matches. I'm waiting for intergender matches in WWE.
I know, because I did see that on Lucha, and I was
so,
like, oh.
Lucha Underground, they're doing that. Yeah. I mean, shout out to Candice LeRae. She's freaking doing every single one of those matches, and she's not even in the WWE. I mean, well, she was in the Mayon Classic, but you got a Tessa Blanchard. Like, all these other women are doing way more stuff than what you see in WWE, and I think it's now time we see what the women can do in any single match.
Yeah.
We got Hell in a Cell, a 60 women Iron Match from NXT. Obviously, we got a ladder match. I want to see a freaking hardcore match, but I don't do blood, so.
I don't know. We'll see. I think the last time we saw blood was from, oh my gosh, I just lost his name.
Roman Reigns?
No.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Braun Strowman.
It's going to come back to
Miz.
Me. It's going to come out. But we did see blood like a couple of weeks ago, last six weeks.
Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah. Somebody's going to pop it up there. McMahon, Vince McMahon. When he got headbutted, there's a little bit of blood there.
Oh, that was last time. I heard about that.
I'm seeing his face. I can't think of his name. So, anywho, predictions. What do y'all think for next week?
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I know.
Right.
Oh, shoot. We're already at the end.
That was quick. I guess you could go first.
Well, we see Maryse trying to fix up Alexa Bliss, trying to be all up. If you're a champion, you got to dress like a champion. Girl, Alexa Bliss, dress as yourself. I like the way you dress. Casual. Whatever you feel. I hope we see Carmella.
Yeah,
I think we will.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna see the Money in the Bank, the finish of that, and I think that we will because Carmella did win the belt. I mean, the Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. So we're probably gonna get that introduced. That I can't think of anything right now. So
I'm with you. I want to see the Money in the Bank. I want to see. I definitely want to see that. I do want to see Carmella. And why they are like holding out on us with her. I am loving Nia Jax, like plus size. Yes, we are in the house.
Yes.
I'm loving that, and I'm loving that they're showing that. So I definitely want to see more of her. And I think that with more of her, she'll bring out more of her personality because I feel like she has it. Like she has that spice and that sass, and she's not afraid to say what she wants to say. So I do want to see that. And I do, as always, I'm a Bella fan. So I have to see their lives. Like, I want to see all the things that are going on.
They have a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.
I know. I watch it. Yeah. Oh, I subscribe. Okay. Let me tell you, I subscribe. I watch.
Because I think John Cena just added his car thing back on their YouTube channel again. But
yes,
it's too much.
I'm a fan. I follow. Let me tell you, I'm a Bella fan all the way. I actually met them in 2012 at the Miss Universe, Miss America pageant.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Donald Trump. And that was my first time, and I just became a fan automatically. So I want to see more of them and their lives and what they're, you know, doing as we follow them anyway.
I wonder what Nikki's dress is going to be like when she's looking for wedding dresses. Like, what's her style?
Oh, ooh, that, yes.
Yes.
Definitely a V-cut because she has to show off the tickles. Somebody did mention Carmella and a big ass. I definitely want to see that because I know they're dating. So I want to see that.
Yeah, they've been dating for a long time.
Yeah, I want to see that relationship because we haven't seen it anywhere.
Well, kind of. If you watch Breaking Ground, which is on WWE Network for $9.99, they do show their relationship.
It's too much.
In the beginning. I'm just a big Carmella fan because I've seen her since like when she first walked into NXT. So I'm like, oh my God, I like you. And she was a former Laker girl, so hey.
Oh, wow.
Definitely want to see more of Trinity and John.
Yes.
They're my fave. Mm-hmm. And they're just they're so real. Like, there's nothing... I love John's personality. It's awesome.
I want to see Lana, like, what's the reason why she got mad at Nia? Like, well, obviously the reason why is, like, saying, oh, you, I can't wrestle. I'm going to show you. Mm-hmm. But I just want to know how did that, like, transpire, yeah. I really believe this season's going to be really, really good.
Yes.
I feel like we're not going to see a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. Because to me right now, it looks like Alexa Bliss, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Natty, Carmella are all like buddies. And then, like, there's Maurice.
Oh, yeah, because that whole Eva drama from back in the day. Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
that
but, was, like, on their social media, you see all of them together.
Well, it feels like the drama is trying to get to, you know, expand the brand as far as the women's division. Meaning that, you know, everybody has their challenges. Even though I'm sure there's a ranking system somewhere, but they don't know what it is. And everybody's trying to get to the top and be the best in their career. Nobody wants to be at the bottom.
So I just, I feel like all of them are winners. Like, all of them have different taste and style.
Mm-hmm. Right, but only one person has the belt. I mean, at the end of the day, my...
You can't kill the goddess.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I kind of feel like there are some people who work in certain companies and they're fine with being, you know, whatever.
Where their position's at. Yeah, assistants, yeah.
Whatever. And then there's some people who want to be the CEOs. In this particular, you know, atmosphere, it feels like everybody wants to at least have the chance to get the belt. Like, I remember Naomi was talking about it, I think a season or two seasons ago, that she's worked so hard and, you know, she developed this, you know, new thing and she got there. And it's amazing to see. Like, I was happy for her. I was like, oh, damn. Like,
oh, I cried. And if you want to see me shed a tear, go to watch the Elimination After Buzz. Because I was so happy when she won that.
Yeah, she did. She expressed that. I do want to see her more of her and John. And I am a fan of Maurice. So I want to see more of her. I want to see the pregnancy because, you know, I feel like they're, you know, going to get into that. But I like her.
Yeah. And if Maurice, if you're watching, we know you live in Hollywood and you're pregnant and you're not in the business, you know, in WWE right now. So if you want to come by, sit down on the beautiful couch. We'd love to have you.
We are ready for you.
We have a Canadian, so we got to have a French Canadian.
Open arms.
I need to ask you. Like, my question for her would be, how did she manage to keep her accent all these years? Because I told somebody I was Canadian. It's like, oh, there's no accent. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't know how Maurice did it, so she can tell me that.
Well, awesome. Is it because she's French Canadian?
No, there's French Canadian. You have the, like, I took French up until 12th grade, so it's like you do have that barrier, but it's one of those things. Like, I've met another Canadian that was talking on somewhere. I think it was on WWE where it's like you can hear it. Oh, Natty's parents. They're Canadian.
Yeah.
You can hear their accent.
Yeah, you can.
Especially the mom.
Your mom. Yeah, the mom.
That's
the mom,
Canadian accent. Yeah, so
I was always wondering where she was from because she does have an accent.
Yeah, that's a Canadian accent. So it's just like...
So is a few wrestlers like KO, but he doesn't really have that type of a Canadian accent.
Oh, somebody said Canadians don't have accent. They do, but...
I don't. You ain't from Canada.
I don't know. Anywho, is it for us as far as predictions. I hope to see you guys next week. But before we do all that, where can they follow you guys?
You could follow me at Anissa Barr on every social media site.
You can follow me at Upfront with Mo on all the platforms.
So you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also check me out on uprocks.com. TMZ, you can check me out there on a daily basis saying some nonsense. Definitely check out the Halloween special. I had a really interesting costume. And also, don't forget to check out Xbox 12360. We talked about all the latest wrestling news and all of that great stuff. Like I said, we will catch you guys next week. Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.